The EU ambassador to South Sudan, Christian Beder, has welcomed the graduation of the first batch of the necessary unified forces, saying it underscores a new era in the implementation of the 2018 peace deal. He says it also highlights an expression of political will and commitment by the parties to the peace deal. Beder says the move marks a step forward in implementing the security arrangements, which he says was delayed by both internal and external challenges. But Beder says the graduation will make no difference if the government does not live up to its obligation of ensuring provisions required to maintain the forces.
If we want the unified forces that have been graduated today to perform their duties, further challenges will have to be overcome. Providing all over the country the requested logistics, mobilizing the necessary financial resources, bringing and keeping the unified forces together, taking proper care of the veterans, and also taking proper care of the young people who will not be able to join these unified forces, making sure that intense training activities are carried out, and providing the different elements of the unified forces with clearly defined and sustainable missions.
The EU ambassador says following this week's graduation, the unity government now needs to do more to take care of the unified forces, noting that a lot of work is required if the forces are to perform the much-needed duties expected of them, ensuring peace and stability across the country. Beder says stepping up implementation of the security arrangements is in line with what South Sudanese have yearned for during the long years of struggle. He says it's time the unity government fulfills its commitment to realize the dreams of the citizens who are hoping for justice, political stability, and economic development.
It's our common wish today that this graduation and the whole and long-awaited process of unification of South Sudanese armed forces will add a crucial building block to the edifice and will now be able to significantly contribute to firmly maintain law, order and peace everywhere in South Sudan.
Beder calls the graduation a major step on the bumpy road to peace in the country. The graduation of the forces is long overdue. According to the timeline of the peace deal, 83,000 unified forces were supposed to have graduated 7 months from the time the implementation of the peace deal started in 2019. That did not happen. Beder says implementation of the security arrangements should pave the way toward holding elections due to take place in late 2024.
The main condition for this process to fully unfold is to create the legal and political conditions for a very much needed stability and step by step, by respecting the rights of every South Sudanese, men and women, civilians and military, refugees and internally displaced, the environment which will enable, in full compliance with the roadmap, free, fair, peaceful, credible, and sustainable elections.
Other policy analysts echo Beder's calls, saying unless the government oversees the welfare of the forces, the recent graduation would amount to nothing more than a sham event. On Tuesday, 21,973 unified forces composed of former rebels graduated in the capital, Juba. However, a majority of the forces have yet to graduate in Upper Nile and Northern Bahr El Ghazal regions, which brings the total number of forces to 52,102. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.